Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi there. I'm Cindy Linden, and this is a Cook Along Podcast Quick Bite. This is part two of getting into Cindy's drawers today. We did the first two top left drawers a couple of weeks ago. Today we're going to do the third and the fourth left drawer. And I'm going to start with the fourth one, the bottom drawer, because it's too easy. There's nothing in here but some glass cookware. There are three glass loaf pans, a 9x11 casserole cake pan thing, and a 9x13. And that's all that's in that drawer. They're all glass. I don't know where else to put them. It's silly to keep them in a drawer. But I have an old kitchen with very little storage, or storage you can't reach, actually, which I hate. It's like behind the cabinets, behind the drawers. There's lots of space, but it takes enormous amounts of effort and reach to get there. So anyway, that's the bottom drawer. Now, the third drawer down is my most used tools drawer, okay? So, again, I have two plastic bins, one for things that would qualify as spoons, and one for things that don't qualify as spoons, which is a little bigger. Also, sort of freestanding in here, there is a bench scraper. It's my second bench scraper, and I bought it not because I needed a second bench scraper, but just because I thought it looked cool. It's really heavy. It's by Wilton. It's really heavy metal, much stronger than my other, which is smaller and lighter, made by Progressive. This one is cool because it has measurements. It's got a sharp edge. It has measurements along it up to 6 inches. And the back of it, where you put your hand to scoop, has measurements inside of it. So there's a quarter of a cup and a half a cup, and it just seemed like a cool thing to have in my kitchen. I will use it someday. Really, I will. All right, let's talk about the spoons. I have two ladles. These are great big tureen soup ladle things. One of them is metal, and one of them is nylon. I like the metal one better, but you can't use metal in a pan you don't want to scratch. That's why I have the nylon one. There is a large serving spoon by OXO. I've had this for a long time. It's just for things that you don't need a ladle for, but like a casserole or something you scoop. You know, there's an ice cream scoop. And this is a kind of a cool thing. It's not your traditional ice cream scoop. This is made by Vernon in Taiwan. It's got a wooden handle. And then the scoop is more like a... it's like what you would see in a Cold Stone shop or something. It's not quite a scoop. It's not quite a paddle. It has sort of a sharp knife edge at the end to delve down into that cold ice cream. And then it's sort of flat but slightly scooped. And for me, it's easier to use than your general, you know, that thing with the lever. However, that thing with the lever is in a different drawer, and I'll tell you why I still have mine when we get to that drawer. And then I have the partner to the serving spoon, the large serving spoon, which has slots in it. That's the spoon part. The other part, this is the stuff that is not spoons, okay? There is a silicone spatula. This is kind of a funny one. It was given to me in my Christmas stocking. It's made by RSVP. It's got a wooden handle, and a 4-inch or so silicone tip, which is really bendy and flexible. And it's good for getting into things that have narrow necks. I don't use it very often. I don't necessarily recommend that you keep one. It has been useful when I have to scoop something out of a jar that has a really narrow neck. And that's about it. So I use it a couple times a year, maybe. I have a wooden spoon with a long handle that was given to me by a friend as part of a set. Where's the other one? Somewhere is the other one. There it is. Oh, it got stuck in the back. These should be in the spoon part. I don't know why they're not. Anyway, these are fun because they look like drumsticks. So if you hold the spoon part in your hand, it's all wood and it's all one piece. And the handle ends are carved the way a drumstick looks. So if you knew how to drum, you could use them as drumsticks. The spoon on one is just a sort of ordinary wooden spoon. These are really long, by the way. They're probably 13 and a half inches or so, maybe 14. But the other one is a slotted wooden spoon, and the slot in the spoon is carved to look like a musical note. Isn't that cool? I think it's very cool. Then there's this spatula that looks like a... I don't know what it looks like. It's shaped like a knife, and it's got stiff silicone gray, and it's like a big fat cartoon pirate's knife is what it looks like. And I use that sometimes to scrape out my mixing bowl. Then I have a really nice brand new spatula. It's nylon. It's made by KitchenAid. It's black. It's heavy. It's a little longer than I really wish it was. It won't hang up because it has no hole in the handle. But I needed a nylon spatula because the other spatula I have that's about this size is like a pancake turner, so it's big. The other one I have is metal, and I don't want to scratch up my pans, so I had to get something that wasn't metal. I've found that keeping my pans beautiful is important to me. And then there's a thing that could be with the spoons, but it isn't. This is kind of like what you would use in a wok. It's a spoon with a long handle. It's nylon. It's got a bunch of holes in it like a sieve, but it's big and flat. It's round with a tiny dip to it, but more flat. So you could scoop things out of oil or out of soup or something with this and let the liquid run through. I have a pie server, which is shaped like a piece of pie. So you scoop it under the piece of pie, and it scoops out the piece of pie in just the right shape. I use it for pie and for quiche because it fits. It's easier than a knife, which can break up the bottom of the pie. If you have a pie server, something I suggest, it makes it a lot easier to serve pies without having the pieces fall apart. I have a pasta spoon thing. What do you call this? Pasta server, a pasta tosser. You know what I mean, right? It's like a cup with prongs on it on the end of a long stick. And it has a hole in the middle to let the water run through, I guess. And you use it to scoop up long, skinny pasta. I don't use this very often either. Maybe I should use it more often. This also is nylon or plastic or something. And I have something I bought that doesn't help me at all, which is supposed to be an herb stripper. And I got it because it's supposed to not just strip herbs, but also greens like kale or whatever. It's shaped like a leaf. It's green. It has 1, 2, 3, 4 little skinny holes to put the stem of an herb through there. And then you pull it through and it's supposed to strip off the leaves. And then it has also 4 bigger holes for things that have stalks that are bigger around. I haven't yet tried it on the kale, but pay attention to the fact that I said it's supposed to do all these things, because I haven't found yet that it does. I have another little spatula. This is fun, but it's metal, so I have 2 plastic versions of this as well. It's a little short spatula. The handle is wood and about 4 inches long. The spatula part is short. It's only maybe 2.5 inches long and 2 inches wide with a bend in it. And it's great for scooping a brownie out of a brownie pan. It's just the size of the brownie you wish you could get. The nylon ones I have that are just like this are super for scrambling eggs. It's all I use for scrambling eggs. It gets me close down to the eggs. It doesn't scratch my pan. It's just a really convenient size because if you're only scrambling eggs for one or two people or flipping eggs for one or two people, you really don't need a humongous spatula because you're using a small pan and the big spatula isn't going to fit in there. Three more things. I have my favorite one of three. I have three of these. It's my favorite silicone spatula. It is probably 12 inches long. The spatula part is maybe 2 inches long, but it's only about an inch wide, maybe an inch and a half. So it's not fat. It's great for getting inside yogurt tubs, sour cream tubs, jars of things to scrape things out. It's great for stirring the pot of something on the stove. It's pink. I'm not crazy about that part. All three of them are pink. It's the only color I can find them in. They are still my very favorite thing to stir things with. I have a garlic press. I use that fairly often when I want kind of the smashed garlic concept of a lot of garlic flavor without using the zester I told you about in episode 1 of Getting Into Cindy's Drawers. And the last thing in this drawer is what I call a salad server. It is like a pair of tongs that operate on a hinge. They are silver plated, I think. I don't know where we acquired them. We may have found them at a thrift store somewhere. One side is a spoon, and the other side looks like kind of a fork. And we use this anytime we have any kind of green salad to scoop the salad, to toss the salad, and to serve it into our bowls. That finishes up the left side of my kitchen drawers. In episode 3 of Getting Into Cindy's Drawers, we'll look at the things in the drawers that are to the right of my 1950s porcelain sink. I have another tool drawer over there, which is kind of fun, and I have some drawers that make me so nuts, and I could use some input on those. Tell your friends you listen to the Cook Along podcast. I'd be thrilled if you'd throw a little support my way to help in producing these podcasts. You can do that through your Acast app where your podcast is playing. It's a little button, help frost the cake. Or you can go to patreon.com and look for the Cook Along podcast and throw something my way there. That would be a huge help. Thank you in advance for doing that. Tune in a couple of weeks for part 3 of Getting Into Cindy's Drawers. And until next time, which will be a recipe, happy cooking.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're enjoying this podcast, you can make a contribution through the supporter link on every Cook Along podcast page or go to ko-fi.com/thecookalongpodcast. Thanks for your support and thanks for listening.